Ladies and gentlemen, how are we doing?
Good.
It was just, hey, it's exciting to get back out here on the turf. We would like to have been on the grass, but we were concerned about the weather. But just to get out here and see the rookies for the first time and have them run around and learn our systems and start to understand what our expectation is. I think the group's done a good job, you know, last night coming in and spending time a little bit in our administrative meetings and then leaving there and coming back in this morning. I'm sure there's a little anxiety for guys when they walked in the building. Again, this is their first opportunity to put on that uniform and walk out here and showcase their talent. So, again, it was a good first day overall. Obviously, we got some things to clean up, which we anticipated we would, but I was excited just watching our guys run around.
What's your quick summary of Mayfield's first practice?
Obviously, Baker is he's working at it. Made some really good throws. I mean, obviously, he displayed he can throw the football. Some things we got to clean up. Can't have the ball on the ground as much. Him in the center, that's something, as I said before, that he's just got to get used to being on the center. We'll work through that, and he's going to work at it. Like you can see him right now, stand after and working at that. So, but again, good first day, but we got a lot of football ahead of us, as we all know, a lot of work to do.
Did Denzel Ward get hurt or something? What happened to him?
I'm going
to
always be cautious with our guys if I think they have a little nick or something right now. I don't think being out here and having a guy, if there's anything that we feel that might hurt a guy, I'm going to make sure I take him out. But he did some good things just watching him run around too. But we'll see where he is tomorrow and kind of go from there.
Hugh, was it any different for you, the feel you had not talking to the quarterbacks every second?
Absolutely. It's a new start for myself, you know, being involved in all of it, seeing the defense, talking to defensive players and the offensive players and the quarterback and all of them. So it was good. You know, I got to find my way too. But it was a good first day for me. But I thought, you know, just our mechanics of it all, you know, it all worked. We just got to keep getting better at that.
Can you be a little more specific about the process of learning to get the ball from under center? Is this just a matter of cumulative reps? Is this he needs to learn technique? What is that?
I think it's a combination of all. You know, I think it starts with the technique of getting under center, and then it's the reps of doing it. You know, when you're used to being in a shotgun the majority of the time, That's just a habit a little bit that you're used to. So we'll work at this. I think it's going to be a quick fix because he's athletic enough and he's disciplined enough to do it. So I don't think it's going to be something that's going to be a problem. But again, we can't have it keep wearing his head. But he'll keep working through it and we'll get better at it.
What leadership qualities do you see in Baker, Denzel, Nick Chubb, guys that played at big-time programs in college? How does that shine through the process?
I think the biggest thing I saw today is when they had opportunity to make plays, they made them. You know, Chubb made them. Denzel did early, almost getting a ball knocked out in one-on-one drill. And, you know, obviously, I think Baker made some really good throws, some tight throws on the field. So, again, you know, those guys, this isn't too big for them. This stage isn't. But, again, they still got to learn how to play the National Football League game. There's still a lot of work that these guys got to do in order to become true pro football players.
Can you talk about Baker's natural throwing motion? A lot of times your guys end up going out to see Tom House and things like that, but it seems he comes to the table with a very natural throwing motion.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, again, when our guys go see Tom, it's not about fixing a motion or anything like that. It's about learning another way to be a little quicker. And learning different platforms to throw the ball from. You could see that he has a lot of different platforms that he throws the ball from, and I think you have to when you're his stature. And he displayed that. I mean, a guy can throw the ball from a lot of different spaces, a lot of different angles, and that's good.
He said today he's not a quarterback guru kind of guy. Do you anticipate him going to Tom? Have you talked to him about that? Or
I brought it up before. All of our guys have opportunity to do that. I don't force them to. I mean, I think our guys like to have a place in the offseason they can go. And you know, to me, that's kind of like a brotherhood out there. It's a cool kind of quarterback heaven. A lot of people go there and spend a lot of time there throwing footballs and talking. I mean, it's just it's another tool to help our guys get ready before training camp.
What was your message to Antonio Callaway when he got in the building, and then how do you look at the first time you saw him running around?
He's fast. He can run. You know, obviously, he's got still a lot to learn. But my message is very clear. I wanted to take the football out of it, not just myself, John Dorsey as well. We both sat down with him, had a very upfront and candid conversation with him. I think he knows he has our support and that we're going to do anything and everything we can to assist him off the field first to make sure that that's right, that we have no tolerance for things that are not becoming of the Cleveland Browns. We're not going to dabble in any of that. And I think he got that message loud and clear. And I think he's up to the challenge. And our job is just to assist him each and every day, every opportunity we can, to help him be a good teammate and a good football player.
Austin Corbett was at left tackle today. What's the timetable like? Will that continue through OTAs with the veterans?
Yeah, you'll see him out there. There's no question. He'll be out there, but I think you'll see him kind of moved around too. You know, again, we're going to kind of see where our best five guys are, you know, and how they play, but he'll get opportunity out there. Harrison, I thought, you know, looked very athletic, you know, out there at left tackle too. I mean, there's going to be some good guys, you know, just watching this. And again, it's the first day. And again, there's a lot to see, but there's also a lot to do. But the thing that I think is really important is there's enough guys there at the position, hopefully, that we can find somebody that can play it and be the guy.
What did you tell these guys when they came in the building yesterday? What was your message to them?
Opportunity. That is the opportunity for them. You know, obviously, your draft status doesn't matter. You know, you're Cleveland Brown now, and you got to earn the right to be in this locker room. That how you work, everything you do, how you meet, everything is a job interview. You know, whether it's in a meeting room out here on the field, what our expectations was, how we go about being on time. You know, we're pretty simple rules-wise, but we mean what we say. You know, we say what we mean and mean what we say. So I think our guys got that, and I think they came out here with the right spirit today.
What are you looking to see out of the undrafted guys that are here on a trial basis?
Again, I try not to look at them that way. You know, again, like I said, everybody walked in that locker room with Cleveland Browns. You know, they're here to compete. They're trying to earn a job. They're trying to earn an opportunity that a coach sees them do something well so they have opportunity to come back. So, again, I can't wait to watch the tape, going and watch all three phases of our football team.
Baker was very complimentary of Tyrod Taylor's demeanor, attitude, work ethic. What does that mean? Why does that matter?
I think it matters because, again, as I said, and I'm not going to back off of this, and we can keep writing this narrative, Tyrod Taylor's the starting quarterback of this football team, and that won't change. And I think what happened was Tyrod went up and introduced himself, and I think that was big on Tyrod's part. He welcomed Baker, willing to work with him. You know, I think that's where it starts. You know, you got to build a friendship with people. But on the other side of that, I thought Baker was outstanding, you know. I watched that interaction between the two, and it was like they were long-lost friends. You know, it was a hug and all that. And I think that's how you start to build a relationship with someone. And hopefully that will teach Baker what it's like to be a quarterback in the National Football League.
Related to that, Mayfield also said that, you know, he has to stick to his strengths, and one of them is leadership.
Mm-hmm.
But he's going to lead, but doing it in a way that he says the locker room's not going to be divided.
Oh,
so
no.
How confident are you that he can do that?
I don't
basically not cross the line.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to be an issue at all. I think Baker is a very astute individual. He understands how this works. I think he's going to take his chances when he has opportunities to leave. When he's out there, he'll do that. I think everybody's got to find their role and where they fit in. And right now, Tyrod, when we all come back together as a whole group, will start off in a leadership role, but it doesn't mean that other people can't lead. It doesn't mean that. I mean, I think there's leaders all throughout our football team, but obviously the quarterback is one of the biggest leaders of our team.
Can you say if it was a little hamstring tweak or something like that for Denzel?
No, it wasn't a hamstring. I'm not sure exactly what it is. When I go inside, I'll know, but I think he'll be okay. But again, I'm going to be very slow with any guys that have anything right now, because I don't think this is what it's really about. It's getting in here and learning what we do and how we do it, and make sure we get them to the next practice or the practice after that, or however that works.
Thank you. How will having Tyrod, even just having a quarterback as the starter going into camp with all these stupid battles you've had, so how's that going to help you?
Say that last thing, dude. Yeah. How many? What I had?
Those battles, you know. So how much did that hold you guys back last year?
No, I don't want to even look back. You know,
okay,
I don't want to talk
just
about
having it. A guy who you know is a starter, how's that going to help?
I mean, again, that's why we traded for him. You know, that's what he's here for. He's here to lead this organization in winning, and I think Tyrod Taylor will do that. I'm very excited about Baker Mayfield. Glad he's on our football team. I'm very excited about Drew Stanton. I'm excited about our quarterback room in general. But it feels good to have a guy that I know has played in games in the National Football League in a tough division that we play in, and he's won. You know, and I think that's huge. And I think Tyrod has demonstrated every day what it's like to be a starting quarterback in the National Football League. And again, I want some of that to start to rub off on this young guy so he can see that firsthand, what it means to play quarterback in the National Football League. Baker doesn't know. He's got a long way to go. He's got work to do. The thing I like about the young man, he's going to do the work. I truly believe that.
Hugh, when you go back and you look at the film from this practice and practices to follow this weekend, specifically to Baker, what can you gauge about him initially? What are you also maybe looking for from him?
Well, I think learning our system. I think playing in a rhythm, because I think he has to play in his rhythm. You know, just like he was talking to you guys about how he goes about throwing. I think he has to find his rhythm within our offense, and that will show itself. Just him starting to gel with some of the receivers and how the ball comes out of his hand and how he's able to slide and create different ways to throw the ball, to get the ball out of his hand. I think all those things are things I'll really zero in as I watch the tape.
Hey, the fact that you guys face Antonio Brown twice a year and A.J. Green twice a year, did that factor into thinking when you're thinking about what you're going to do and ultimately picking Denzel Ward, the fact that you have to face those elite guys?
I mean, obviously, those two guys you just mentioned are the elite players in our division and all of pro football. But at the same time, I think we saw a player who was very deserving, who played cornerback, who we thought at that time was one of the best picks, on our board. And we took a guy who I think is going to be an outstanding player.
So you think he's up for that type of challenge?
He's going to have to be. He's got to be. You can't run from that. That's what's in our division.
Yeah, it's not only that. You got Julio Jones, DeAndre Hopkins.
You name them all. Amari Cooper. We got a lot of them that we got to play. So, you guys see all these DBs we put on the team, right? I mean, there's a reason behind it. We got to cover these guys, as you just mentioned.
How much of that relationship with Tyrod and Baker do you attribute to the fact that they're both kind of that grinder mentality guy? I mean, Tyrod did have to grind to get that starting opportunity, same as Baker in college.
I think they say that like minds kind of mend together a little bit, and hopefully that's what it will become. But Baker's, I'll say this, he hasn't played one game in the National Football League. So he's got a ways to go. He has a lot of characteristics that we love. That's why he's here. But let's make sure we pump our brakes a little bit, because he's got a ways to go and a lot to learn. And I'm very excited about him. I think it was a good first day, but he's got a ways to go. The guy you're comparing him to has played, and played a lot of games and won games in the National Football League. So I think they're different that way. But at the same time, I do like both of their personalities and what they bring to our football team.
The playbook as it stands right now, is that something that you and Todd Haley put together?
I'm sorry?
The playbook.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something you and Todd Haley put together? Is that your playbook?
Oh, no, it's not my playbook. No, I can't. I mean, again, Todd is, I've given him total autonomy with our offensive football team. Obviously, if there's something, and he's been very respectful, anything that I wanted to see or do, he's always asking. We always communicate that way. But I think you have to do it that way. He can't go call my office as I couldn't call his office. And there's a respect level there, as I said a long time ago when I hired him. He's one of the best in the business. That's why he's here. So he has to do those things his way, and he's done a great job. I mean, obviously, our guys, for those young guys that come out there, and obviously we had too many balls on the ground, but I seen some execution, and that was good. And we can continue to get better that way.
So did you have to spend part of the offseason learning his playbook?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I do. I make sure I know how to call some of these things and how he goes about it. And, again, it's a good system. I think, as you guys know, football is kind of all the same. At the end of the day, some things terminology-wise are just different. A lot of concepts are kind of alike. But, again, for our players, this is different terminology, and I think they've done a great job, not just – these guys here, but I think our meetings, even with our veteran team, they've done a great job of picking it up.
So how hard was that for you? I mean, you've called offenses for a long time. Isn't giving that up?
No, for this reason. I mean, I've done it for a long time. I mean, I've won, Coach of the Year awards and all that stuff. At some point in time, you got to keep transitioning. And to me, more so than that, I would do anything in my power to help this organization win. And when I sat down and thought about it, I go, what is going to put the Cleveland Browns in the best position to win games and be successful? Maybe it's Hugh Jackson being involved in everybody's meeting, coaching everybody, and if that's the decision I made, And obviously, what I wasn't going to do it, as I said to you guys a long time ago, unless I had a guy that I truly believed in that could do it, and that could do it like I did and do it better. And that's why Todd's here.
When did you get Baker the playbook?
When did he get it?
Yeah.
Last night.
Last night.
Oh, yeah. You can't get it before then. You know, again, we have rules. There are CBA rules now. But, no, he, again, that's a kudos to him. You know, a guy stayed up and grinded through it, came in here this morning, met with Coach Zampezi, spent the time and worked at it, and came out here and executed some high-level things.
When you picked him, he said, send me the playbook. Did you have to explain to him we couldn't do it yet?
Oh, absolutely. It don't work that way. You can't do that.